Unit 8B, emergency situations. Forced landing or ditching. Forced landings or ditching are fortunately a very rare occurrence. A landing is considered to be forced if any contact is made with the ground or water that, for any reason, is not performed at the optimal safe speed and configuration. A forced landing may be prepared or unprepared. It is said to be prepared when there is time to prepare the airplane, and unprepared when it happens suddenly, and there is no time for planning and preparation. The time available for preparation and procedure to be followed will vary from situation to situation, and from aircraft to aircraft. Due to this, it is not possible to outline any precise procedure. It's the captain who declares the emergency and orders the application of the emergency procedures. In case there is time for preparation, the pilots will advise the air traffic control authorities and request priority landing, as well as assistance on the ground, when possible. Then, the captain will call the chief purser to the cockpit and will brief him or her about the situation and the consequent plan of action. The important facts to be dealt with are time available before landing, expected location where the airplane is supposed to land, in an airport, in the fields, in a forest, or in the sea, the reason why a forced landing is necessary, the presence of any dangerous goods on board, any other special instructions. After being briefed by the captain, the chief purser will contact all the flight attendants using the intercommunication system, or intercom. He or she will brief the crew about the information received from the captain and will assign duties. After this, the passengers will be informed about the occurrence. It is very important that the flight attendants remain calm and show self-confidence at this moment. The main tasks to be accomplished before a forced landing or ditching are opening and securing all cabin separation curtains, stowage of loose items and cabin preparation, disconnection of galley circuit breakers and entertainment systems, wearing the complete uniform, including hat and or gloves, selection of pre-selected passengers, or PSPs, or able-bodied passengers, ABPs, preparation of emergency equipment to be disembarked such as first aid kit, ELT, emergency locator transmitter, life rafts, and flashlights. Pre-selected passenger, PSPs, or able-bodied passengers, ABPs. Some passengers may be selected among others by the chief purser to give assistance in evacuating the aircraft. Preference should be given to extra flight attendants on holidays or from other airlines. In the absence of such professionals, PSPs will be selected. The chief purser will select passengers that appear to be calm and in good shape. They will then be instructed to perform tasks such as opening unassisted doors for overwing emergency exits, keeping other passengers away while the doors are opened, leaving the airplane first and assisting other passengers on ground. PSPs will be reseated close to the emergency exits. No children, elderly, or sick people should be seated near the emergency exits. The following announcement will be heard over the PA system. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen very carefully. We have to make an emergency landing in approximately 15 minutes. Your safety will depend on carrying out the following instructions carefully and calmly. The crew has been specifically trained for situations of this nature. Please put on your life jacket. Inflate your life jacket just before or immediately after leaving the aircraft. Refer to the safety instruction card in the seat pocket in front of you for details regarding emergency landing procedures. Flight attendants should perform an auto briefing to keep in mind the sequence of actions to be performed once the aircraft has stopped moving. A few seconds before impact, the brace position should be ordered via PA system. Passengers should remain in the brace position until the airplane has come to a complete stop. During the landing, you may feel more than a bump. Remain in the brace for impact position with seatbelts fastened until the aircraft comes to a complete stop. Wait for instructions before moving and keep calm. Emergency cabin lighting will be turned on automatically once the main battery has been disconnected from the cockpit. Should this fail to happen, the chief purser is responsible for turning them on manually. Emergency cabin lights include an illuminated escape path marking on the floor and indicates the position of the emergency exits in case of smoke in the cabin. Emergency evacuation. After the airplane has stopped, the captain should command the evacuation. If the captain is unable to issue the drill from the cockpit, in cases such as fire inside the aircraft, ditching, or a large rupture in the fuselage, the evacuation may be ordered by the chief purser. Flight attendants will remain at the assigned door and wait for the evacuation order. After the evacuation order has been received, flight attendants will shout, "Unfasten seatbelts!" Check that the slide is armed, and open the door while pulling the manual inflation handle to guarantee that the device will inflate and command evacuation through that door. Before opening any door or window, it is important to check the external area from the windows. Flight attendants will shout, "Leave everything on board!" and "Take off high heel shoes!" After the slide has been inflated, the flight attendant will call the passengers using short orders such as, "Come this way," "Here," "Move," "Faster," "Jump." Negative orders should be avoided, and orders and advice should always be given in a positive way. For example, "Inflate the life vest outside the airplane" should be preferred to "Don't inflate the life vest inside the airplane." If the exit is unusable, the flight attendant will stay by the door and redirect passengers to usable exits. If the exit on the opposite side is not assisted, if possible, a PSP should be stationed at the first door while the flight attendant opens the opposite door. In the absence of PSPs, the door may be left unattended to open the opposite one. In case of ditching, it is preferable that the passengers jump right into the raft rather than into the water, due to a risk of thermal shock or drowning. Fortunately, emergency situations are very rare occurrences, and, again, flying remains among the safest ways to travel.